Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, available on podcasts. Make sure you download them. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. It is an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the diverse elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Now, we're going to start off about now, actually. In just a tick, we're going to speak with Tass, who's in the Northern Territory, in a camper van. I know you've got a vision of that. Don't let it shock you. But he's in a camper van with the treasurer. Bring it on. Good morning, Tass.
Good morning, Macca. Isn't it great to be on there?
Isn't it? And so where are you exactly, or has the treasurer got you lost?
Well, look, you wouldn't trust me with maps. But we are in a town called Jabiroo, which happens to be...
Oh, you can have a jab. You can have a jab.
Be careful, Macaroni.
It's the main town of Kakadu National Park. Look, it's a gorgeous morning. There's a lovely cool breeze, but it is 30 degrees and it's only 10 a.m. or 9:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Actually.
Tass, I've been to Jabiroo. It's gorgeous out there, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. Last night we did two things. We did a little bit of a river cruise, and an Indigenous man called Robert took us right through to Arnhem Land. And ordinarily, you can't go to Arnhem Land unless you have a special permit.
Yes.
But Robert took us into Arnhem Land, and we were able to have a bit of a walk, but warned us to stay away from the waterholes because there are live alligators.
Yeah, crocs and alligators.
Yeah. We actually got to see one, and it must have been about 2.5 meters long. Quite scary, really. But
what are we
really
talking about? The crocodile.
The crocodile.
Yes.
Now, I mused earlier before nine with Paul on air when I was doing a quick rundown of the show. So, who's been doing most of the driving? You or the treasurer?
I've done no driving. I have no intention of driving. I'm quite happy sitting in the passenger seat, passing over bottles of refreshing cool water, occasionally going out the back into the van to check on things. Yesterday we were on a gravel road for a while and the fridge door sort of fell off. Things were rattling. I could see avocados and pineapples rolling down the aisle.
Tass, Macca and I are struggling to understand how you and the treasurer are coping in what can only be described as a bit of a lorry with something on the back. So just describe what you're actually driving.
Yes, okay. We're driving a vehicle. It's called a Maui. I believe it's made in New Zealand.
Yeah, Maui. It's a brand of camper van.
Yes, that's correct. It's got a huge awning out the side. It apparently can sleep six people, but it would be very tight.
Have you tried?
Once you get on, well, no, but we in fact, we slept separately last night because we had a bit of a a bit of a thing about, you know, how much air conditioning to have.
Ah, so Ian would be saying, "Oh, Tass, can we have the air conditioning on?" You'd be going, "No, look, I think we should have the air conditioning on."
You know, when
I was the other way
around. So Ian slept in the caboose upstairs, and I slept out the back.
In the caboose.
It was very boring, I have to say. We have a kitchen, we have a dining area, and we have a lounge area.
Do you have a bog?
And we have a toilet, and we have a shower. So we've brushed our teeth, we've done number ones in the bathroom, but we haven't used the shower yet because Ian insists that we stay in caravan parks. At the moment, we're staying at the Kakadu Lodge and Caravan Park. What I really want to do is just go off the main road.
Yes, that's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
So Ian would go... Yeah, so who is it that's insisting on the caravan parks? Is it Ian?
Of course.
Can he hear us?
No, he can't, actually.
Well, I imagine this is how the discussion would go. You'd say, "Oh, look, why don't we go off?" No, look, Tass, I think we need to stay in the caravan park. You know, something might happen. We might get lost. You know, we might get taken by alligators. Oh, we can't go down that road. It's too rough. What do you think, Tass?
You're exactly right. He's so risk-averse. And, in fact, we kept on bumping into hot, young sort of backpackers everywhere, you know, climbing rocks, checking out Aboriginal art and the sunset and stuff. And all of them just pull up their vans on the side of the highway, or they stay in car parks. So, look,
what a novel concept to do with a camper van.
Get down with the kids.
Mate Ian promised me that we will have at least one night in the wilderness and not in a caravan park.
And you should try some bush tucker while you're up there as well, Tass. I'm sure there's lots of things like the ants you can eat and some berries and things. So get yourself out in the bush.
Eat something poisonous.
Yeah, no, we haven't eaten anything like that yet. This morning we had yogurt with dried fruit and honey for breakfast and a pot of coffee. For lunch we've been having wraps, you know, with lettuce, tomato and cheese and salami and that sort of thing. And last night for dinner we had fried chicken schnitzels and a gorgeous Greek-style salad.
God, they're really roughing it, aren't they, Paul?
It sounds awful. Sounds awful.
Well, Nat, did you know who we've got on the show today?
Yes, I have actually heard. I heard the introduction. I'm very interested in what Steve McGee's got to say.
Yes.
About drug testing, because I think it's actually one of those very important harm minimisation strategies to really prevent young people and people, generally all people who use drugs, from actually having negative consequences.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see what the Minister for Equality says, because he's also the Minister for Mental Health that covers alcohol and drug issues.
Oh, we might ask him.
He might argue that it's actually a policing issue, but it'd be interesting to ask him, I think.
Well, look, you have tell Ian that not just Paul and I, but our listeners want you to be able to relate next week when you're back on the show, because I'm in Sydney next week, so I'm not on the show. And you've probably forgotten that, so you now you have to think about that.
Checked my calendar because I've been on leave. This is the only day that we've had access to the internet.
Well, there you go, because you can give the listeners a story about how Ian had to fight off the crocodiles while you were camped on the side of the road.
We need pictures as well to go with
that.
Yeah,
we need pictures of wrestling a croc. All right.
Well, he is fighting off crocodiles, but I wouldn't say that they're animals.
Are we back to backpackers again?
Yeah. Yes, we don't want any...
Great chatting with you guys.
All right. Stay away from the Euro trash, and we don't want any community outreach.
Of course.
Okay.
Take care, Tass.
Bye-bye.
Have a great show.
Thank you. There you go. That was a little bit of indulgence. We just wanted to... I knew that they wouldn't... Ian wouldn't be... You know, you get a camper van so you can do that.
But the whole point of going up there in a van, you're right, is to get out in the bush and to experience the wilderness.
Yeah, and sit under the little canopy at night and watch the sunset and...
Get bitten by mosquitoes and...
Light a fire and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Very romantic. And Tass, if you send us a fantastic picture. We don't know if it's a sunset or a sunrise, but it was gorgeous. So that's on the Saturday Magazine Twitter account.
That's right.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.